A brief overview of this report.
Well, this report has 23 recommendations, but what we are recommending that there should be big changes in home adaptations. We think the system is still a bit unfair, it's inconsistent, and we know that this is such an important area for many people. They do rely on adaptations, maybe as they get older, or it could actually affect people, you know, if they have accidents. So it's an area that really does need a much greater priority on.
What are some of the problems at the moment?
Well, I think, you know, there's some progress has been made, to be fair, over the years in, for example, the length of time it takes for a person to access their adaptations. But what we are finding that in different parts of Wales, there are huge inconsistencies in some. The average wait, I think, is something like 326 days. That has actually, you know, improved over the years. But, you know, in some parts of Wales, it could be over 600 days. In other authorities, it could be, you know, nearly 200. So there's a big rate of inconsistencies there. And I think what is most worrying is that at a time when people feel quite vulnerable, they feel sometimes that they have to battle through the system. It's very complicated. There's lots of agencies involved. And what we are looking at is, for example, local authorities to act as to have a single point of entry so that those people who need it feel that they can, you know, get into the system quicker.
There's nothing new in this, you know, in terms of we've heard this several times before. What's different this time? What do you feel, you know, is this just another report, maybe some of the viewers will ask?
Well, no, we're asking for a much greater level of monitoring. We want the Welsh Government to look at our recommendations and to come back and to, you know, have a much greater focus on delivery. But obviously they need to work closely with local authorities. And we are looking for leadership too from local authorities. For example, we are looking for scrutiny committees to examine this very carefully, possibly once every council term. So there's a whole range of recommendations there to try and speed up the process and to try to make it a lot more streamlined and customer focused. At the moment, I think there's a feeling that the system is important and the person isn't. It should be the other way around.